7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Damn.
Starting, here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I am out and about once again. I'm down at the creek and I'm about to get under canopy. It's really bright. I can't see Jack. And now that I'm under the canopy, it's very dark. And I gotta remove my sunglasses to look for my owl buddies. Where's my owls? Looking up into the trees. Don't forget to look down into the trees as well, Tobe. Where's my owl buddies? Okay, I don't see any owls, and I don't hear any birds freaking out, which leads me to believe that we don't have any active owls at this moment. Okay, so let's just stand here for a minute, because it's really nice. All right, here's what you need to know. We're down at the creek because it's another relatively cool day. It's only 21 degrees right now, but it is sunny. But I'm not under the out in the sun anymore. I'm under canopy. Yay. And it's a little breezy. So it's a really nice day. It's a really nice day for being outdoors as long as I'm not out in the sun. And I'm still just staring up into trees looking for owls. I don't see any owls. Let's head on down into the creek. Let's get down there. Let's see if there's anything happening. I do see some golfers up on the golf course. And so maybe there will be some lost golf balls to be found. Although we did run into some golf ball hunters yesterday. So I do have competition. But I knew that already. And I'm not sure those guys knew what they were doing. Because they were on the wrong side. Doing the wrong thing in the wrong place. There's a lot of webs down here. I can see webs. Webs glinting in the sun. So I'm walking up to the edge of the creek here. Looking down into the creek in the water and everywhere. And there is not a golf ball to be found. I guess that can be expected. So, there's a blue jay sitting right over there. And now that we're down here, what do we feel like doing? Well, I think I can put the camera back in my pocket. Had the camera ready just in case. Just in case we walk under the canopy and suddenly there's a bunch of owls sitting around. Because that has happened in the past. And that's always fun. Alright. I've walked a little ways sort of downstream direction. I'm looking up into the trees. Looking up into the spots where I have seen owls in the last couple of days. I'm going to pick up this stick because this is a fine looking web stick. I'm going to move up here a little bit further. Oh, interesting poops on the rocks. Okay, we're not going to go creek walking today. Because the water level is still high enough that, it's impassable further down the stream there. All right, looking around, I'm still looking up in the sky. Looking up into the trees, looking for owly friends, and I don't see them. All right, let's go upstream. Let's go upstream and see what we can find. And in the meantime, I will give you my further thoughts on the concept of knife on a stick. The committee will remember that I have put my knife on a stick. And I've been looking at it. You know, I have the knife slash stick combination leaning up against the wall by the door. And I look at it every once in a while. I say, knife on a stick. This is a good idea, I can tell. But one of the problems with knife on a stick, and this is only a contextual problem, and that problem is, this is sort of unwieldy indoors. You know, your basic pike or halberd, this is a weapon for outdoors. This is not an indoor combat weapon. Your pole arms, your basic pole arms are meant for outdoor use. And I've noticed this. I've noticed the practicality of this. Because knife on a stick is fairly long. How long is it? Well, the length of the stick plus the... It's over 2 meters long. And so if you're carrying it, yeah, you've got this hazard. You're going to be knocking stuff over. It's going to be running into things, right? It's a problem. And so I thought, okay, knife on a stick. A great concept for outdoor use, but what if you're indoors and you need to, use a knife on a stick, but the knife on a stick you have is far too long? Well, you would need a shorter or smaller knife on a stick. Something scaled down. So I started thinking, okay, yeah, I could do that. What if I then made like a half scale knife on a stick? Knife on a stick as it is about 2 meters long. What if I had a knife on a stick that was only about 1 meter long? Okay. That would be much less unwieldy, right? So I started thinking, do I have any sticks? Yeah, I got a stick. I got a perfect stick for 1 meter knife on a stick. But then I remembered, oh no, I can't really use this stick because this stick is also the ramrod for my small cannon. So I don't want to use it. But as I was thinking about scaling down knife on a stick, I started getting ridiculous. And I started thinking about, well, how small could you make it? I mean, how far can you scale down the concept of knife on a stick? And I thought, well, as far as you wanted to. Then I sort of realized, well, no, that doesn't really fly because you run into a definition by scale problem. Now, okay, I'm sort of in the owl zone, but I don't see any owls hanging around here. And I smell something really good, but I realize that, no, it's not any plants that I'm smelling. I'm just smelling the delicious white monkey holding peach balm that I had applied to myself last night. Well, I don't know where the hell my owls are. They must be sleeping over in the golf course trees. Where's my owl buddies? Ugh. Well, it's a really nice day. We can't go much further. What to do? What to do? Well, perhaps we should continue talking about scaling things like knives on sticks. Okay, so how small can you make a knife on a stick? Because the reason I question this is that I have a really small knife. I have a really small knife. I've got some knives that would be great 1 meter knife on a stick type knife on a sticks. But I started thinking about this one knife I have. I have this one knife. Is it really a knife? It's hard to say. Because this knife, it's not really a real knife. The blade isn't sharp. So, does that disqualify it from being a knife? It's basically a little tiny toy switchblade. It looks like a standard sort of Milan-style switchblade knife, fully automatic knife. But the blade is only about, maybe two and a quarter centimeters long. So it's less than an inch long. And the handle is roughly the same size. And so it's this tiny, tiny little switchblade knife that, you know, it's not a real blade. It's kind of a cute toy. I think it was originally on a key ring, and I bought it on the key ring, took it off the key ring, made it into an earring, so I could have a functioning switchblade knife earring. Yes, it was pretty cool. So I've got this knife, and I was thinking, okay, I could take this knife, and what would be the appropriate size stick to put it on? Okay, because there's a ratio here. There's a ratio. You just can't put any old knife on the end of a stick. It's got to be the proper proportions. Right? And so then I have to start wondering, well, what is the proportion? Well, we got to go look at knife on a stick as it is. So I looked at knife on a stick and I made some measurements. It's about a 9-to-1 ratio. Lengthwise. For the stick. And so I thought, okay, pencil. Pencil would be just right. So, you know, you take a pencil and I could put this little switchblade on it. We call it baby switch. We could put baby switch on a pencil. And we have a fairly small scale knife on a stick. And I thought, yeah, okay. But can we go any smaller? Can we go any smaller? And this is where we start to run into context problems. Yeah, we could go smaller. There are smaller sticks in the world. There are smaller knives in the world. For example, I could take a number 11 X-Acto blade. Oh, here's a spider web over here that might be interesting to look at. Is there a spider working on it right now? Oh, it's itty bitty spider. That's an itty bitty spider making a pretty big web. Yeah, you have fun with that, homie. I'm gonna back off so this guy can do his thing. So I started thinking about the smallest possible knife on a stick. Okay, what if you took an X-Acto blade and you tied it to, like, a toothpick? Okay, the size ratio is wrong, but... Okay, now it's not a knife on a stick. Now it's just a blade on a stick. If it's not a complete knife and it's just a blade, have you really created knife on a stick or have you just created knife? Because putting a blade on a piece of wood as a handle, that's called a knife. Sometimes it's called a sword, sometimes it's called other things, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, you could take a razor blade and you could cut a piece of it and you could make it so it's only a centimeter long. Then you could put it on a toothpick and you have tiny knife on a stick. Well, is that tiny knife on a stick or is that just small knife? Because at that point, you don't have a knife on a stick, you just have a blade with a handle. Blade with a handle, that's right. It's called knife. Well, I'm bored down here in the creek. There's no owls. There's no golf balls. We can't go downstream. I'm gonna start climbing out of here. Kind of surprised not to find any owls today. Where's my owls? Gosh, and if it's gonna be cool today, maybe I will come back here at night. Come back here at dusk and find some active owl action, maybe. Ugh, all right, I'm back on top. I'm looking down into the ravine. Ooh, what was that? Crash. Oh, it's just a squirrel in the tree here. Ah, squirrels. They're obnoxious. Hear that high-pitched whine? That might have woken me up this morning, I'm not sure. But once I was awake, it was annoying me. All right, well, I can't think of anything else to do at this point.
I think I'll ring Kendra.
Hello?
Hello? It's Olga. Can I speak to Kendra, please?
Just hold on a minute, pet. Kendra? Olga's on the phone. Do you want to speak to him?
I can't.
I first saw Kendra at a pub called the Ramside Hall in Durham. So sweet and tender, but she didn't even see me at all. No. She looked so nice, she smelled so fine. Oh, how I wished that Kendra was mine. 5'1", and eyes that were blue. A smile that made me melt, oh, what could I do? I had to get Kendra's telephone number really quick. Yes, if I came straight to the point, it will do the trick. Yes, I asked her if she'd like to go out with me. She said that she was flattered, but I just couldn't see why. She said, "Ah, Olga, I can't. Ah, Olga, I can't." My boyfriend's sitting on the settee. He does not want you to see me. So Olga, I can't.
Take it up.
No, whoa, 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 whoa. That's it.
I was really depressed. What could I do? I was blue. I'll ring her up again in a day or two. On Monday, her boyfriend wasn't there, so I felt lucky. How's about now, baby, come out with me? And she said, I can't, well I can, but I shan't. It's no good, man. Olga, I can't. I can't. I can't. I can't. I'm sorry that I ever ran. She said, don't be daft and, ah, Olga, man. I want to see you, don't get me wrong. I'll contact you soon, it won't be long. For at the moment,
Gun up. Up. Up.
I called Kendra another 50 times on the phone. Yes, she agreed to meet me, but I should have known. Yes, I wound the window down in the Rolls Royce. I said, jump in the back. And then I heard a voice start to see. To Loretta went for my holiday in Spain. And when I get back, I still can't it again. So I'll get.
Keeping a ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf. The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls. Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course. The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design. The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition. The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion. All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors. The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning. The carabiner hooks.
Uncle Grandfather, I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me. They call me...
Bernino.
Stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Yeah. A little beef Monday there for you, because today's, I don't know what day it is. Is today Monday? Is it beef day? Am I going to have beef tacos tomorrow? If today's Monday, that means tomorrow's Tuesday, and that means lots of tacos for not very much money. And I just might have to do that. Maybe I can eat some tacos tomorrow after I perfect some smaller scale knife on a stick. That's going to depend on a number of factors. But what am I going to eat today? What am I going to eat today? I don't know. I think I might actually have a bratwurst. Oh, who's climbing on me? Yes, hello, it's a cat. Hi. And I have... You want to smell the cup? Yeah, smell that. It's good. I have a cup full of cola flavored beverage here. Mmm. And I added a little bit of cherry syrup and bitters. So it tastes yummy. You were sleeping 2 seconds ago. Now what do you want? See, this cat probably wants me to pour some more water for her, but I've been pouring... Yeah, you go drink your own damn water. Oh, she's walking halfway over to the bathroom and then stops. Okay. So anyway, I can't stop thinking about knife on a stick. And I've got a real nice stick right here. This stick is what? Oh, it's... 30, 60, it's about 70 centimeters long, and it's about 1 centimeter in diameter. And I'm thinking, yeah, maybe this needs a knife on it. What size knife, though? Well, if we're going 9-to-1 on the old length ratio, well, this is going to need about a 7 or 6... Wait. In centimeters, right. 70 centimeters. Yeah, it's going to need about a 8-centimeter knife. What do I have that sort of fits that description? Trying to think. Oh, my melon knife would be... My melon knife might be just about right. Huh. But you might be wondering, Toad, what is this fascination with a knife on a stick that you've been having lately? Well, if you missed any of the original discussion on this topic, it really sort of revolves around practicality. You know, I have this big long stick that I don't use for anything. It's just sitting in my basement. And I have this big huge knife that I don't use it for anything. It's just sitting in a drawer in my basement. And so I thought, well, in order to improve the practicality of both of these items, perhaps they need to be combined in the spirit of clock radio. So I attached the knife to the stick. And did I create something better? Did I create something that's greater than the sum of its parts? Well, yeah. Very obviously I did. Obviously? How is this obvious? Well, isn't everything on a stick better? Yeah, duh. Think about it. On a stick makes everything better. For example, meat on a stick. Your standard kebabs, your shish kebabs, your shami kebabs, your doner kebab. Meat on a stick. It makes it better. Yeah, sure, you can just have meat on a plate. No, put the damn meat on a stick. Now it's 50,000 times better. What else is better on a stick? Ice cream? Think about it. Oh, you could have a bowl of ice cream, or you could have this wonderful ice cream novelty that is ice cream that is then enveloped in chocolate and then dipped in, I don't know, candy bars, right? Ice cream on a stick. It's better. Dango. Okay, are you going to eat mochi dumplings by themselves? No, you put them on a damn stick. Everything is better on a stick. That's all there is to it. And I'm sure I could think of 1,000 more examples, but I'm not going to bore you with that. You can do that as an exercise at home later. And while you're at it, why don't you just sort of strap a knife to a stick? Because, okay, I think the committee is well aware that one of my favorite tools in this universe is a stick. I mean, we're outdoors all the time. What do I need? Oh, I need a stick. I need a stick to get this golf ball out of the water. Oh, I need a stick to get these webs out of my way. Yeah. And the committee is also familiar with the fact that I love knife. I love knife. Combine our favorite tools. Knife on a stick. Oh. Knife on a stick. It's very convenient. It's convenient for doing stuff and things. I don't know. You know, I'm thinking about lunch. I'm thinking about that bratwurst. I'm thinking about the bratwurst buns. And I'm thinking, yep, I'm going to have to put some mustard on my bratwurst. Maybe I need to spread it on the bread. How am I going to spread the mustard on the bread? Oh, I'm going to have to use a knife. But I don't want to stand too close to the bread. I'm going to have to use knife on a stick. Yeah, but it's not like a spreading knife. It's not butter knife on a stick. Butter knife on a stick, considerably less useful than combat knife on a stick. But I'm just saying, if your bread is far away and you need to get butter on it, then perhaps butter knife on a stick is your solution. You're welcome. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
And the water goes down the drain. Here, let me start up some beeps for you. Thank you. life on a stick.